Please be seated. It's over. It's over. It's over. I've opened all my presents. I have already drunk eggnog. Last night, I sang Silent Night with candles just everywhere. I was at the barn, and we sang in the barn, and the kids played with all their wonderful little chimes. And then this morning, the boys opened their presents. You should have seen them. They were playing the race game, and I was jealous. This little car racing game, it's amazing. I was telling Heidi, when I had a racing game, I had to pump it, you know, and to make the cars go around these, you just plug them in, and they get all charged up, and you set them down, and pew, and it was awesome. Leah got this little kitty cat, hugged it. I got a kiss from my wife. And some of you already seen, I got a John Riggins jersey. Yeah. But friends, it's over. It's over. Christmas is over. Or at least that's what we've been led to believe. You know, tomorrow, you're going to turn on your radio, your television, and guess what? You're going to see advertisements for after Christmas sales, right? After Christmas. They're probably not going to start today. That would be tacky. But they'll start tomorrow, after Christmas. And I know sometimes I can feel that way. I've opened my presents. I got my Christmas book. Do other people know what that means? To have a Christmas book? That means that's what you get to use to hide from your family for the next couple days. Oh, I'm reading my Christmas book. Sorry, I can't help with the dishes. But that's the way it can feel when you've opened the presents and you've gone to worship on Christmas Eve and you've seen the beautiful sanctuary that Vernon and Mary Ruth and Gay have decorated for us, and you've sung your favorite Christmas songs, and we've gotten through the cantata, Praise Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And then our kids have opened their presents, and we've opened our presents, and we've had our eggnog, and it can seem like it's all downhill from here. Christmas is over. How sad that can be the mindset that we live into. How sad. Because I don't know about you, but if Christmas really is about anything at all, it is about the entrance of God, the coming near of God, not just for one day, but the promise of the coming near of God for every day. The promise of the coming near of God in the midst of your life, no matter what you're doing. Maybe you are in the middle of a job interview, or you are going to school and you have a test in the fifth or sixth grade, or maybe you're going through things in your profession or in your relationships, or maybe even you're in a foreign country hunting jaguars. The promise of this day is that God is and God promises to come near into our lives so that we might experience the birth of faith and strength and comfort and hope and blessing and grace and mercy. How sad it is that I forget that for 364 days of the year, maybe. that I'm cognizant of it on Christmas Eve, and I'm cognizant of it at least through the time that we do all of our presents, but then I think Christmas is over. But hopefully I can remember from now on, this day on, that Christmas does not ever end. It never ends. And that's not just because my mother plays Christmas music in July. See, Emmanuel, that name means God is with us on December 25th. That's what the Hebrew reads, right? God is with us on December 25th. No. It doesn't say God is with us only on December 25th. It says God is with us. Say that with me. God is with us. God is with us. And that's the gift. That's the promise that we might forget 364 other days of the year. That's the promise. That's the gift that we may not always think to unwrap each day. That's the gift. That's the promise that we can overlook amidst the hustle and bustle of our lives. That's the gift that we can cease to remember. But even so, it never ceases being the gift. It never ceases. The gift of God's presence for you in your life is not predicated on whether or not you remember it. Indeed, it becomes that much greater of a gift when you do. But the goodness of this God who comes near is that God comes near not because necessarily we ask Him to. God comes near because God chooses to. When God was born into this world, He didn't come and ask us first if we wanted Him to. He just said, "Here I come. Here I come." Because I know that there are going to be days you forget. I know there are going to be times when you think that you're through with all the good stuff. I know there's going to be times when you struggle and you forget. I know there are going to be days when you're hurting so bad, you just want to strangle my neck. And that's why I'm just coming. I'm coming to be with you. I'm coming to be with you because I value and care about you so much, that much, that you're mine. And I'm your God. And that's it. And you are my people. See, Christmas is indeed about that gift and that promise, which is a promise for every moment of your life, for your best, most faithful days, and especially for your least faithful days. The God who comes near is the God who comes near. Simply because that is who God has chosen to be for you, and for you, and for me, and for you, and for this amazing world. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.